This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Daniel Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
My name is Krista, and my fiancé's name is Jason. I'm 38, and I've been married before. He is 32 and hasn't been married. We've decided that we're going to do our wedding at the Justice of the Peace / Courthouse, just the two of us, with our parents as witnesses. My mother keeps insisting that we have a party, and his family keeps asking about a wedding registry. We have all the pots and pans, dishes, towels, and crockpots that a couple could want. How can we send out a wedding announcement or engagement announcement before our wedding, suggesting people to donate to our honeymoon fund? Krista.
Krista, first, congratulations to you and your fiancé. That's a really exciting time. However, I have to caution you on what you're hoping to do, because it doesn't fall within the realm of expected etiquette. You can't send an announcement out for a wedding that hasn't happened yet. Announcements come after the event. So when you graduate, you send an announcement after the graduation. When you get married, you send an announcement after. When a baby comes, you send the announcement after the event has happened. That's what it is doing, is announcing that the event has happened. An invitation is what comes beforehand. And your mother wants to have a party, which is great. And if you guys decide to do that, one thing that you need to recognize is that for a reception like this, that would be after a ceremony that no one else is invited to, this is considered a belated reception. And it is not something that gifts are done for. And so it's an option for people to give a gift. It's not that social obligation that you hear us talk about on the show. In that regard, you never set up a registry for it, because that would be the assumption that you're expecting people to donate to a honey fund or to give you gifts. And that's not, it just doesn't come across with the right tone. Hey, come give us gifts, even though you didn't get to see us actually take our vows. I think if people decide to donate, and if by word of mouth they're asking your parents and saying, hey, we really want to do something, we're so happy for the couple, what could we do? Then I think your parents could say, you know what, they so deserve a wonderful honeymoon. And if you wanted to send them a check or something to contribute to that, I know they would be really grateful for that. But we recognize that this is a belated reception and gifts aren't necessary.
The real key, the point of etiquette here, is that you want to avoid giving the impression that you're assuming or expecting that people are going to be giving a gift.
And that's for the nature of how this wedding is happening. If you did go the route of inviting people to the party and doing the big, you know, the vows and everything, then that's a more traditional wedding. And that then kind of falls under the invitation to the, you know, the really big event and the obligation and all of that. But the way that this is set up, that's not what's going to be happening. And so you kind of have to run a different path with it. Krista, I think it's really important to remember that your wedding is really your choice and it's how you want it to be. And I love the fact that you and your fiance want this super simple and sweet affair with just your parents there and a justice of the peace. And I think it's wonderful to keep the focus there. The announcement then goes out after the ceremony's happened. You can send invitations for this belated party. And then by word of mouth, if people really want to give a gift to you, your parents can let them know that a donation to a honeymoon would be really wonderful. And that really will be the best, from an etiquette perspective, way to proceed through this. But mostly, we hope that this day is fabulous for you. And that even though you didn't want the party, that if your parents do throw the party, that y'all have a really wonderful time.
If you have a question you'd like us to answer, send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com.
You can also listen to our full-length weekly podcast. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and is produced by Infinite Guest.